This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and a massive program forthcoming. It did not go well for us this weekend, but once again, the only thing we can do is vow vengeance on the sports books, which I'm doing tonight. We'll recap week 13, what happened. We've got some lessons learned coming out of the weekend. We'll break down. We'll recap the betting week again. We got our asses kicked this past weekend. But you know what? The analysis was pretty good. The results, things that are not in our control, not so good. It was a very anti-schematic weekend. This happened a couple of times last year. This is what Novunder, by the way, is all about. And I regret dearly not going all in on unders for Sunday. I thought, well, on Thursday, I lost two unders on like basically the last plays of the game. So I'm like, you know what? That's the universe telling me let's move on from Novunder. But no, we should not have moved on. But we do have one under today for the Giants and Patriots. We'll cover all your key data points and the like. We are in December. It's not December. Hopefully it's not the Sunder. That doesn't even work. Novunder works. Oh, and Novunder was very prevalent. We'll check in with our guy, Tom Brawley, AKA the Grinder. We are on the same page on one prop tonight, and I will pop out my props. Kind of a futile exercise this past week, but I don't care. I'm going to pop out seven props that I feel very, very good about. And I must say, full disclosure, one big disadvantage is I'm doing the show on Friday afternoon at 1 to 2 p.m. as the injury information is just coming out. And certainly I have more time after I sign off on the show. And full disclosure, I added six props to fantasypoints.com. I played all the same ones that we played here, but I added six on Saturday and I went 6-0. Unfortunately, you didn't get any of those picks, but let's take a look. By the way, the program is brought to you by Better. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download Better at better.app now. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit necessary. Well, let's take a look because we lost the best bet, which is unbelievable. Like, how does Breece Hall get only 8 yards? I just don't understand it. It's mind-boggling. Nobody else did anything. Anyway, that didn't work out. Devontae Smith, we're going to mix in Friday's plays here. This was repugnant. We should have had this multiple times, but Jalen Hurts decided to not throw a football at all well, other than to A.J. Brown, which was anti-schematic, by the way. DeAndre Swift, whoop-de-doo, right? We got that one right. What happened with the Roma Dunze one, and I knew I was sunk in the first quarter because the Eagles had not traveled Quinyon Mitchell. And maybe they didn't fully travel Quinyon Mitchell. But if you watch the game, you kind of notice every time we turned around, Quinyon Mitchell was on Roma Dunze. So I actually haven't confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure they shadowed a Dunze, which is not what they had been doing. And it absolutely destroyed that play because the entire analysis was based on the alignment numbers. If they just play sides, that Adunze gets the good matchup. That didn't happen. Dallas Goedert, that should have hit. Come on, give me a break. He was open for another 3-4 grabs at least. Jalen Hurts just not throwing a football very well. Now, I will say it was very unfortunate with George Kittle. I was on the tailgate show pumping up both the catch and the yardage prop. And by the time we got to Sunday, I like the yardage one better, but it was too late. I was already locked in. I did add that one over at fantasypoints.com. But this one here, you got to be kidding me here, Ken Walker. I went on the tailgate show and gave an homage to my guy Bugs Bunny by saying they were going to mortarize him. And they did. The Vikings did not score a single damn point. They lost 26-0. Yet the Seahawks couldn't get a damn running back to hit 55 yards or 56 yards. Well, Walker hit 56, but that was about 5-6 yards shy unbelievable. He had a run on the left side for 24 yards where, of course, if Harrison Smith doesn't trip him up, he takes it to the house and we win the prop. But Harrison Smith is an all-time great and he would not be denied there. I mean, just absolute devastation. We win the Courtland Sutton prop last night. That was one time where, oh, look, the analysis actually held up. Same with Harold Fannin. The Gadsden one, that sucked because early in the game, he hits a 27-yarder. I'm like, here we go. This is the analysis. Then Herbert got hurt and that kind of ruined things a little bit. And then, of course, Kamani Vidal went off. We lost the R.J. Harvey prop. You know, I had a pretty good weekend of fantasy analysis telling a lot of people to start R.J. Harvey, and he scored two tutties, but he does not get the prop. We missed that by this much. Now, you could argue we barely won the Rico Dowdle prop. I actually correspondingly added a Rico Dowdle receiving prop on Saturday over at fantasypoints.com. So as you can see, it was a rough struggle bus, but very, very frustrating because more often than not, if you follow these picks, we're usually on the right track. We're usually really, really close, but it's just been a struggle bus. I don't know what else to say. Final record for the month of November, I have to say that was a success, 22-7 here. I don't know what that is percentage-wise. I know it's good. What's that, like 70% or something? I wish I played all unders the entire month. It probably would have been better. I wish I played all unders. I didn't have the guts, quite frankly, after Thursday. I was going to do all unders to close out November. But I thought, you know what? The week technically ends in December, so maybe November's over. No, it was not. So we have seven props tonight, though, that, again, we're going to come roaring back. And let's quickly transition into some of the lessons learned from Week 13. I tell you what, the biggest lesson I learned, and I love the NFL. It's done wonders for me. But my lesson, and I've said this a lot, is thank God for fantasy. Thank God for gaming activities, quite frankly. Well, let's get into these lessons here. Houston has fewer problems is a lesson because they look pretty good this past weekend. Meanwhile, over on the other side, we kind of mentioned this last week that the Colts have run into a wall here. So it's another struggle bus. It wasn't a horrible day for them. Shout out to Alec Pierce, yet another anti-schematic guy. Did not have good schematics, but he comes through. But more importantly, I think Houston kind of settled down. Stroud played pretty well. Nico Collins had a good game. But Jaden Higgins continues to ascend. Like I said last week, this is kind of an old school, like second half of the year rookie breakout. And then Dalton Schultz continued to just ball out. So these guys are hanging in there. Woody Marks getting a job done on the ground. He's Mr. Empty Calorie, though. He'll get you 64 yards. He'll catch one ball for like four, and you get like 7.3 points. But he is helping out the offense, and they do have a decent enough running attack with him and Nick Chubb. So things are trending upward on that front. Over in Carolina, you know, the Jekyll and Hyde Carolina Panthers, making it very difficult to evaluate them on a week-to-week basis. Obviously, they get it done with a shocking win, 31-28. You got to give credit to everybody. But we did see a lot more Chuba Hubbard in the game. And boy, we lost that Puka Nacua prop, I believe, right? Yeah, I skipped over that one. We lost that by like not much. 10 yards? No, maybe it was like 15 yards. But what happened there, and look, he led them in targets, did Puka. He led them in catches. He led them in yards. You know, the schematics were really good. But what happened is, honestly, they just held the ball with running the rock. I mean, they ran for 164 yards on 40 attempts, and they just ate up a lot of clock. And they whacked out the Rams in terms of time of possession by like 10 minutes. So they did not possess the ball, and Stafford only threw it 28 times. But we did see a little bit of a changing of the guard, which means that, you know, it's time to pull back a little bit on Rico Dowdle. But also, it's time to shine a light on a guy that I was into like 2 months ago. Jalen Coker obviously caught the game winner at the end of the game there. But, you know, big-bodied slot receiver actually caught the last pass that sealed the deal. But Jalen Coker is someone, we'll talk about him, I'm sure, on the waiver wire. I thought that was a very interesting, a big receiver for Bryce Young, who needs it in the middle of the field. Third lesson, Shuck is not rattled, he's rolling. I don't know what I'm doing there. It's like shake, rattle, and roll thing. But my guy, Tyler Shuck, is hanging in there. 26 to 38, 239. He throws a pick, but how about Devon Valet? Try the Valet. Catches all eight of his targets, and Olave does pretty well. Juwan Johnson does pretty well, and we also got the three grabs that we were expecting, at least three from Devin Neal. So they are hanging in there. Meanwhile, in Miami, by the way, I almost played a Jalen Waddle prop. Thank God I didn't. It's almost hopeless here. It's all Devon Achane in the running game. That is it. Next lesson here, AD stands for after drop, because after Adonai Mitchell's drop, he got traded to the Jets, and he's actually been pretty good. 8 for 102. I did like that schematic matchup. We did tell some people on our live stream to start him, so that was great. But Breece Hall comes up small. On the other side, Kyle Pitts, you can't trust it. You can't trust it. It was a good sign, though, that Kirk Cousins got a little bit more involved in terms of getting Bijan Robinson the rock. And then last lesson learned, Bills only have two good players. And the Steelers, they have zero. The Bills' two good players on offense, I'm talking, is Josh Allen and James Cook. If James Cook doesn't go off, they're in big-time trouble, as are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Boy, again, nobody good there. No one. So I do think that this could be it for Mr. Mike Tomlin. We shall see about that. When we return, we shall see about all the important data points and the like for Monday Night Football, the Giants and the Patriots. That's coming at you next here on a Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you know sports? Then it's time to start getting paid for. Better Picks is a daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has year-round action with NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, you name it. Head to better.app. That's B-E-T-R, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to use the promo code BSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. And welcome back to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. I'm John Hansen. Breaking news, by the way, it is December and we're coming off the worst week of the year, quite frankly, quite candidly. Breaking news, first time I'm ever wearing a sweater on the show. So if we have a good night tonight, you can be damn sure I'll be wearing a sweater on at least Monday nights and Thursdays going forward. If we don't, you'll never see me wear a sweater again. Anyway, let's get into the crux of the matter, which is all of our props and data points and all the good stuff here. The lines, let's take a look, starting with the quarterbacks, Jackson Dart. The line here, 203.5. Opt AI comes in a little higher at 225. Patriots use cover 3 and cover 1 about 50% of the time. Pretty good schematic matchup there for Jackson Dart, who averages 8.26 YPA with a 4% completion percentage over expectation on 140 dropbacks. Pretty good sample size against the coverage. New England has struggled against opposing passing games, basically. They've allowed quarterbacks to account for multiple touchdowns and 4 straight. Well, actually, they did before they ran into old man Joe Flacco last week. So they were getting crushed until they ran into Mr. Flacco, who, of course, was shown a seat on the bench in Week 13. Drake May, 246.5. Pretty big number. Opt AI, though, comes in higher. I'm going to compare that. I'm going to quickly look over at fantasy points real quick. We're at 253. So we are a little over the number. Opt AI is over that, 279.9. Their top corner, Paulson Adebo, is back this week. That should give them a boost, but it is very good schematic matchup for Drake May. The Giants use the second highest rate of man coverage in the league, right around 40%. And May averages a massive 9.9 yards per attempt with a 4.3 completion percentage over expectation. New York gives up the ninth most passing yards per game at 242. And they've allowed quarterbacks to account for multiple tutties in six straight. So it's a good matchup for Drake May. Once again, over at fantasypoints.com, we got him with 1.9 tutties, which is damn near two, I'm told, per sources. But that's a pretty good number. The number is 1.5, by the way, at plus 153. Maybe I should have taken two touchdowns for Drake May. That's one prop that I haven't delved into this year that I did actually at Fantasy Points yesterday. I just happened to see Justin Herbert. I'm like, I feel like he's throwing two, so let's do it. And he hit that. So maybe, I mean, I remember winning a lot of these last year. So going forward, maybe I'll start doing that a little bit. But moving on to the receiver props here, Wan'Dale Robinson, man, he is awesome. 58.5 is the number. Opta AI comes in higher at 64.8. I can see why. The Patriots use cover three and cover one, like I said, about 50% of the time. Good schematic matchup for Wan'Dale as well. 2.13 yards per route run. Pretty good number there. 0.24 targets per route run under 216 routes against the coverage. So pretty big sample. They also give up the ninth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing slots the past 5 weeks. It's worth a 2.2 point boost, which could be a half a touchdown. That could be 20 yards. Could be 22 yards. Certainly the Giants, you would think, would have to throw up against a good team that is favored. I don't even know what they're favored by at this juncture, but I'm sure it's probably like, I don't know, 9 points. Let's take a look because it is, oh, it's seven. Okay. Well, still, they are home road underdogs, touchdown underdogs. So that certainly is an indication that they are going to be throwing the football. Stephon Diggs, very low number here, 50.5. Opta AI comes in significantly higher at 65.3. Spoiler alert, this was the first one I saw, and we might be in on this. He was quiet last week. I was not surprised by that at all, because up against Cincinnati, he saw a lot of DJ Turner, who is one of the toughest outside matchups in the land. And last week we knew Hunter Henry was going to crush. We went in on a touchdown and his yardage prop, and they both hit. So that, not a surprise. So that's good, though. That's why maybe the number's down just a little bit. I know he was on the injury report, or at least removed from the injury report. You have so many of these guys who are on the injury report all week, and you're like, oh, okay, better watch out for that. And then, you know, end of the week comes, and like, oh, they're off the injury report. I'm like, oh, do we worry about it or not? I don't know. So that's one of the problems, is they remove the probable designation. So, you know, I think that's why they just, if you're probable, they just pull your ass from the injury report. But it is a little bit confusing. Anywho, Stephon Diggs should do very well. Very good schematic matchup. They use the second highest rate of man coverage, and he averages a very good 2.68 yards per route run, 0.29 targets per route run up against man. Let's see here on the injury report. So many damn injuries to keep track of. Yeah, exactly. He's been pulled off the injury report. So I just don't want to, you know, back anybody who's on the injury report unless it's like very minor. Hunter Henry, 38.5. Opta AI comes in a lot higher, 49.5. I don't know about this one. Last week was nice, but he averages a weaker 1.52 yards per route run on 79 routes against man coverage. He's never been good against man. He's always been a zone beater. New York has also been stingy against tight ends all year. They give up the eighth fewest receiving yards per game, the 15th fewest receptions per game, and, of course, Austin Hooper lingers. Let's skip on over to Kayshon Booty. I love Kayshon Booty because he's very predictable, and this is a bad week for Booty, who averages a very poor 1.20 yards per route run against man coverage. He's also set to see a lot of Cordell Flott, who's really good now. And Cordell Flott was a big reason why J-Mo goose-egged our asses the week before on three targets. What else do we have here? Darius Slayton, 32.5. I mean, it's not bad. Opta comes in at 40.3. I don't trust it. He is pretty good up against the shells he'll see, cover three and cover one. Like I said, 50% of the time, he's right around 2 yards per route run. That's pretty good. However, he is set to see a lot of Christian Gonzalez, and we still have Isaiah Hodgins involved with Slayton back last week. He actually outproduced Slayton, so I'm not going to touch that. Theo Johnson, technically, this is a good one. 32.5. Opta AI comes in at 38.9. New England gives up the ninth most receiving yards and the sixth most receptions per game to tight ends. And it's not a horrible schematic matchup because they play a lot of man. He actually does well against man. Tyrone Tracy, 17.5. Opta AI comes in. This is receiving at 20.1. We may have more thoughts on Tyrone Tracy on the other side. And before we sign off, we've got Trevion Henderson at 15.5. Opta AI comes in at 15.8. Demario Douglas, 14.5. Opta AI comes in at 29.8. So we may have some more thoughts on that one as we move along. Trevion Henderson, 65.5. Opta AI, surprisingly, comes in lower at 61.9. New York gives up the most adjusted yards before contact, second most rushing yards per game. They have given up the highest explosive run percentage and the highest and the most yards on explosive runs. So I'm a little surprised that the Opta AI projection comes in as low as it does. We also have the Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy. Patriots are slipping with their run defense, giving up season highs in rushing yards to individual running backs in three straight games. However, they still give up the ninth fewest adjusted yards before contact. So I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy about those two guys on the ground. But we are in on a Tracy prop, so stay tuned for that. Tom Brawley, the Grinder, will join us on the other side. But next, our Black Friday special is live. And for just $60, you can get full VSiN Pro access to everything we offer all the way through May 1st. That includes daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI-powered prop tools, and weekly wide receiver corner matchups, 24/7 video replays on the VSiN Watch app, coverage of every major sport through the spring, from football to hoops to March Madness, NFL Draft, the Masters. Our biggest new subscriber offer of the year is here, so don't wait. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That is VSIN.com/subscribe. Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder, has got a couple of props for tonight, and I'm in on them as well. So stay tuned for that here on a Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com, and from the aforementioned website on the Progressive guest line, Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder. He's back, senior writer over at FantasyPoints.com, part owner of the company, and as well, he's on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Well, Tom, we've been talking November for an entire month, and boy, did November go out with a loud bang in terms of the unders. How are you on this lugubrious Monday morning or afternoon?
Yeah, it's we're glad that it's officially December now. We can move past November. There was a lot of ugly football games yesterday. Some windy conditions, but just overall bad play from a couple of teams, including your Vikings, and my Steelers were pretty horrible on Sunday as well. So looking to finish strong here. I do have a couple of overs tonight. I do got to say, over at FantasyPoints.com, we're running a Black Monday sale. If you want to tail all of our picks, John's picks, obviously he gives out a lot on the show here, but we also have IDP picks. So we're selling it for $18 for the rest of the season. So make sure you take advantage of that if you've liked my picks coming on to this show. I have a lot more on Sundays that we don't give out. So,
and our guy Justin Varnes, unfortunately, he is a traveling musician, basically, and we can't really connect and get him on the show for his IDP props. But what's he like, 66% or something insane on the season? But neither here nor there, because I am vowing vengeance on everyone tonight, and I've got seven pay. I'm against everybody. Except the seven players that I'm going in on, although one of them is an under. But two of my picks, and we did not confer on this, two of my picks are on your board. So let's start with the more boring one, I guess. Tyrone Tracy, you like over the receiving yards. I mean, the guy was a menace in the receiving game just last week. He caught like three balls for 60 plus. He had that 40 yarder. It looked really good. You got in at over 14.5. That's bet up a little bit, I believe, to like maybe 18.5. But what do you see with Tracy?
Yeah, I'm seeing 17.5, 18.5 out there for his receiving yards. So I guess the main concern going into tonight would be Jackson Dart is back in the lineup. Jameis Winston, obviously, every time he steps in the lineup, offenses tend to throw a little bit more, but I'm thinking that he still was heavily involved in some games in the passing game when Jackson Dart has started. I gave out a prop on his receiving yards whenever they were playing the Saints, and that worked out pretty well for this receiving yards. So but we've also gotten a little bit of talk here since the concussion happened. He had to sit out two games. They're kind of urging him to not run as much, or at least be a little more, use a little bit more caution whenever he runs. So maybe that means a check down or two to a Tyrone Tracy. So I think maybe we could see the running backs be a little bit more involved in the passing game moving forward if Dart does, in fact, kind of steer away from being so reckless as a runner all the time. So, but if we just look at since Scadaboo left the lineup, he's been able to get to 19 yards in three of his four games. But we look across to the matchup here. It's a very tough one to run against the Patriots. They have been leaking a little bit of oil in the last couple of weeks, but they're still right there at the top of the league in every metric against the run. So I think they're going to have to be a little bit more creative to try to find ways to get the ball into Tyrone Tracy's hand. Maybe that means some design targets, some screens to Tyrone Tracy. So, and if you look at it, New England is giving up the 12th most receiving yards per game to the position just because teams can't run it against them. So if we also look at the potential game script for later in the game here, 7.5-point underdogs could be chasing points, could be throwing the ball a little bit more in the second half. So maybe that's, helps him in these situations where they might be chasing points later in the game. So I think it kind of adds up that Tracy gets to 20 plus receiving yards tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that you had to spend 3 minutes explaining away a former wide receiver just getting 15 damn yards receiving. But that's where we are.
He's a really talented receiver. Yep. I mean, that was his first trade in college, and he's just transitioned to the running game, but a very talented receiver. So maybe we see him involved in the passing game with Jackson Dart.
Now, about 3 weeks ago, did the Patriots on another Monday night game or Thursday night? One or the other.
I think it was Thursday night.
I believe
it was Thursday night against the Jets.
I think it was Thursday. Yeah, that's right. I'm pretty sure I went 6-0 that night. And one of the ones I believe we won the Demaryius Douglas prop. It was only one damn catch that he got to get the number. I did try him out as a special at an advanced accelerated yardage, raised alternative yardage total. Mm-hmm. Just missed it. But you're back. You're back on Demaryius Douglas. It's kind of funny. We're just talking off the air. It's like the guy's been awesome. And they repay him by running him out like nine. Like, here you go, dude. Great job. We'll give you 9 routes this week, which is crazy, but you're still in.
I am. I'm a little scared here. It was they were back to full strength. Kayshon Booty was back in the lineup last week. So his route share was down to like, I think it was close to a season low, about 23%. So this is a little thin, a little bit of a thinner play here. But we're also getting a discount on the receiving yards number here. Got it at 13.5. I think it's been bet up there. I think there's some 14.5s out there. So he ran 9 routes, as he said last week. So I am a little bit scared with the potential game script and everything. But whenever we're looking at the Patriots and they're going against a man-heavy coverage team like we're going to get with the Giants tonight, we got to look towards Demaryius Douglas. So I expect the Giants to continue to run a high rate of man coverage. They did change defensive coordinators, but you know, maybe they cut back a little bit on their man coverage. But anytime they're in a scenario where it's man coverage and Demaryius Douglas is on the field, I think Drake May is going to look his way. He's been dominating against man coverage, averaging 4.85 yards per route run. 28% target share on those routes against man coverage. He's the guy that they're looking for in those type of situations. And then if we look at the matchup in the interior here, that's where he plays. He plays in the slot. Giants are giving up the ninth most yards per route run to slot receivers and the eighth most receiving yards per game to receivers out of the slot. So this is lining up that Douglas, whenever he's on the field, he should get targets. Hopefully he runs more than nine routes like he did last week. I think they need his dynamic ability out in the field a little bit more. So hopefully we can get that number up to like 15 routes. And I think he cruises over this line if he gets into the double digits, up to close to 15 routes tonight.
Now, one other question for you before we let you run off into the sunset, as always. I know you and I, we do a live stream on Sunday mornings over at fantasypoints.com. Doing pretty good answering tough lineup questions. I know we told a couple of people to start A.D. Mitchell last week for upside, yep. But I did mention how I love Stephon Diggs in this game, and you loved it too, but yet you're not in. Is there any reason why you refrain from going in on Stephon Diggs tonight?
Yeah, I honestly went down between Diggs and Douglas for the prop I was going to give out today. And I ended up going with Douglas just because, he's been pretty dynamic and the number's a lot lower. Diggs, I was a little bit worried about. Down to a 51% route share last week. I don't know what that was about, but that kind of scared me away from this number. But, we talked a little bit about on the live stream. We love Stephon Diggs in these prime time. The spotlight is on. He likes to show off a little bit. His celebrity girlfriend will be in the stands. You know, he loves the limelight.
He got Cardi B
he's
there.
He's always loved it. Exactly. He's got Cardi B there. So he's always kind of loved these spots. So I'm with you. Diggs is the other guy we look to in the Patriots offense whenever we know that there's going to be a lot of man coverage run. But yeah, I ended up just pivoting to Douglas, but I also really like the Diggs prop.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to bring your A game to impress Cardi B. So let's do it. Stephon Diggs. That's Tom Brawley. He's on the X machine at Tom Brawley over at fantasypoints.com. And yeah, check out that Black Friday special if you're loving the content and all the data that we're popping out here on this show. And when we return, we will make official picks. And again, been a rough week, but I'm not going to curl up and into a ball, okay? I'm going to go for the gusto, baby. We got seven props I'm in on. Seven. Lucky seven, unlike unlucky 13. That is coming at you next year on this Monday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment here on a Monday. If you think you know sports, start getting paid for with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into cash. Sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit needed. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play or head to better.app. Use the promo code VSiN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. And here we go. Final game of unlucky week 13. here, and November is in the rear view. It is officially December, so hopefully we can start winning some overs once again. Rough weekend here on the program, but I will say I was just stating to our producer, Michael Cohen, just so people know, I added a series of picks to the website over at Fantasy Points on Saturday, and I did go 6-0 on those. When I added those six picks, I also added four picks for tonight, and all four are on my list, plus three. So I'm just putting that into perspective. I may have been in the zone when I popped in these Monday night plays on Saturday when I was pretty much just about done. I think it was like 3, 4 p.m. with my research for the day. I do write a very, very extensive article every week at fantasypoints.com. It's got the schematic data and everything on every single player. And, you know, it takes me about 40 hours to do the article, but I do it just so I can get all up in there and see the data and see everything on all these players for this show and, of course, the props. Well, let's start with a prop that I put in. Now, I did check this morning, and it was still low, this total. It's Stephon Diggs. We're in on Diggs tonight. Now, this is over at Fanatics at minus 125, so maybe not the greatest odds, but you know every damn yard counts now. And 45.5, I feel extremely good about it, even though Tom Brawley scared me just a little bit with his concerns on Stephon Diggs. But I'm not sure if he realizes, you know, how low this number is. Opta AI, by the way, projected 65.5. Now, other books have this higher at like 50.5. So that's this pretty significant difference here, but I'd still look to play it. Monday night game, as we just mentioned, you got to bring your A game to impress Cardi B. That's number one. But good schematic matchup. Giants use the second highest rate of man coverage. That's in their DNA. I mean, they're getting their top cornerback, Paulson Adebo, so I'd imagine they'll stick with that. So it's not a great matchup, but schematically it is. Stephon Diggs averages 2.68 yards per route run with a very healthy 0.29 targets per route run on 82 routes against man. Also a good matchup by the numbers in terms of where he lines up. New York gives up the ninth most yards per route run and the eighth most receiving yards per game to slot receivers. Last week, Amon-Ra in this spot crushed with 9 grabs for a buck 49 and a touchdown. So do love Stephon Diggs. We're in on DeMario Douglas. Over 14.5 is the number I saw on DraftKings a few hours ago when I sent that on over as an official pick. As Tom Brawley mentioned, he's one of the best receivers against man coverage in the world right now. 4.85 yards per route run with a 28% target rate against man coverage. Opta AI agrees with that assessment, by the way. They're way over 29.8. That's a 15-yard margin. It's pretty damn good. So we're over on DeMario Douglas. We're also over on Travion Henderson with the rushing, over 63.5. Now, I've got some detailed data here that I did not pop out in the other segment, but we did tease it. Here it is. New York gives up the most adjusted yards before contact, 3 yards. That's beautiful. Second most rushing yards per game, 126. 13th most receiving yards per game to running backs. So it's an ideal spot. Another explosive running back last week, Jahmyr Gibbs. What did he do? Well, he got him for 219 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Also caught 11 balls for 45. Unbelievable. He did Travion, remain the number one, the RB1, even with Ramondre back. He led Ramondre last week in snap share, 64 to 31. Carry share, 58 to 19. And route share at 51 to 23. Here it is. The Giants have given up the most rushing yards per game, 157. Some of that is quarterbacks, still giving up the most rushing yards per game to running backs. They have given up the most yards on explosive runs at 835. They have given up the highest explosive run percentage in the league. 62.7% of Henderson's runs are on man gap concepts. New York is absolutely craptastic on those concepts. They give up 7.1 yards per carry with the highest success rate in the league. Now, Henderson is only at 4.1, only on those concept runs compared to over 5 in the zones, but it's still an excellent matchup. And they've been bad against all runs, have the Giants. So Trevion Henderson, feel good about that. We talked about Tyrone Tracy. We're going to go over the receiving yards there. I mean, the guy is a former wide receiver, and they do give up the 12th most receiving yards per game to running backs. Tracy was very dangerous in the running game last week. He caught 3 balls for 68, including that 40-yarder catch and run. Just give me one of those. Just cut the yardage in half, and we win. He still is over Devin Singletary in everything, including route share, which is the most important one for this prop. 64% to 10%. They don't really throw the ball to Singletary all that much. Watch him throw him 4 balls tonight, but they generally don't. Again, Tracy is a former wide receiver, so he's a good receiver. So playing from behind, dump offs, you know, as Tom Brawley stated, maybe Jackson Dart doesn't run as much, and maybe in lieu of taking off and run, you dump it off, because that's really the final progression for a quarterback. It's either you've gone through your progressions, nobody's open, you got 2 options. You're either going to tuck it and run, or you're going to check it down, basically. So guys like Justin Fields, they don't check it down. They tuck it and run. But maybe with, you know, the coaching that he's received, and, you know, we want you to be a little more judicious, you check it down just a little bit. That all said, I'm still in on Jackson Dart over the rushing prop, because I do believe it's in his DNA, and I do believe that he can't help himself. And I also believe that it's a good situation to do it. Jackson Dart is up against the Patriots. 27.5 is the number, and they do play a good amount of man coverage, and certainly that's what you're looking for. They give up the 12th fewest rushing yards per game to quarterbacks, which sounds bad. However, I went back and I looked, and here's the deal. They haven't really faced many running quarterbacks. They faced the Raiders. Geno doesn't run. They faced the Dolphins. Tua doesn't run. They faced the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers is an old man. He can't run. They faced the Panthers. Once in a while, Bryce Young runs, once a month. Then they faced the Bills. Josh Allen had 9 carries for 43 in that game. Faced the Saints. I think that was Shuck that week. Maybe I can't remember. They faced the Titans. Cam Ward doesn't run, although he did a little bit 2 weeks ago. They faced the Browns. They don't run. They faced the Bucks. Baker wasn't running. This is 3 weeks ago. Then they did face the Jets that game 3 weeks ago. What happened there? We played the Justin Fields over. That was an easy win. It won in the first quarter, I believe. He had 11 carries for 67. So I do think he'll run in this game. Next up, Wandale Robinson. How could you not like Wandale? He's unbelievable. Good schematic matchup, 2.13 yards per route run, 0.24 targets per route run against cover 3 and cover 1. And New England also gives up the 9th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game into slot receivers over the last 5 weeks. Should throw it a lot. Wandale is pretty much uncoverable these days. If I said that and we lost, it'll be just because I just called him uncoverable. I just maybe jinxed myself, but I doubt it, because Wandale's good and he's all over the place and he is kind of unstoppable. 58.5 is a very doable number. Last but not least, I got to take some unders here. Opta AI disagrees. 49.9 for Hunter Henry. The line is 38.5. I'm going to go under. Last week was great. This is not a good spot. They run a lot of man. He averages a week or 1.52 yards per route run against man. They also have been stingy against tight ends all year, giving up the 8th fewest receiving yards per game. And, of course, Austin Hooper lingers. Also lingering, Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. They're coming your way with Money Moves at the top of the hour, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paul Lee Howard at 4 p.m., and then VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Matt Humans at 7 p.m. Eastern. So I don't have a lot of time to explain away the Monday Night Special, but we've already discussed it. We're going for it. We're going for the gusto with Demario Douglas, who is outstanding against man coverage. He's got a bunch of chunk play receptions this year. So let's do it. Let's go to 40 receiving yards at plus 388. Let's go for the gusto. May the fantasy gods and the NFL gods be with you. Good luck with the plays. We'll catch you manana.